Scott, can you hear me? Scott.
Yes.
So just describe at the moment where you are.
Right, I'm in the live lounge area.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a nice, hello lady, nice lady. What's your name? Carol, and I've got Trevor here as well. And they are standing in front of what looks like some kind of trolley.
Yeah.
And it's covered up by a big black piece of cloth.
Okay, so we've got the three people who've told us some embarrassing secrets about you.
Yes.
Here are the people.
Hi, I'm Scott's mum.
Yes.
Yes. The second one.
Yep.
Is your flatmate. And the third one is Gary, 19, from Leatherhead. You've had a couple of records to think about it. Can you? Is it coming back to you who he is?
No.
Okay. You probably have an idea, then, of the kind of secrets that these people know, don't you? Apart from Gary,
I wouldn't
obviously
know where to start. There's a lot.
Okay. So you now have to decide, truth or dare? Trevor's there with some of his favourite scary creatures. And you are going to have to make friends with them. You're going to be blindfolded.
Oh, no.
And this is your first dilemma. Would you rather let your mum tell an embarrassing secret about you to the whole of the UK, or would you like to meet one of Trevor's creatures? Scott.
What's Trevor's creature? That will help me make the decision.
Truth or dare? I can tell you what Trevor's creature is for this one.
Okay.
You have to hold a tarantula in your hand for 30 seconds.
You are joking me.
Or your mum will reveal the secret.
Hi, I'm Scott's mum.
A tarantula?
Just for 30 seconds. It's furry. It's safe.
And just think, how is a tarantula safe?
Just think, I don't know. Just think your mum's secret.
Oh God, I can't
will
bear
be
this.
Destroyed.
I can't bear it.
You are fully insured, aren't you?
I'm not fully insured.
Yes, we are. We are fully insured.
What if it kills me?
It won't. We're still insured.
It won't damage itself.
Don't you not drop her. Just don't drop her.
Right.
So, truth or dare, Scott?
Beautiful.
Dare? Oh, no.
Dare!
Right. She
oh,
was on
no.
EastEnders.
Oh, no, I can't bear
not
this.
EastEnders. So, was it Carol? Casualty. She was on the spider from Casualties. Listen to what Carol says now.
You all right, Carol?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. Just bend your arm, relax.
Yeah, that's fine. That's near enough for me. Thanks, Carol.
Don't blow on her. That's the only thing dangerous.
Don't blow on her.
And she's absolutely fine.
So you're doing the dare?
She's got eight eyes.
Yeah, I know. I can see. I'd rather not look.
You've
thanks, Carol.
You've got to open your eyes and look.
The tarantula.
I know it's a tarantula.
The tarantula is
I'm
on his hand.
It is a spider on my hand right now.
How's it feeling?
Just look up.
Horrible. That's 30 seconds now.
That isn't.
Otherwise, it's not counting. He's got to look.
Yeah, I can see it.
Okay, you've done well.
That's okay, thanks.
The girlie can pick one,
don't
you?
Oh, well done.
God.
Brilliant. See?
Oh.
Well done.
Now, that was... There was no problem there at all, was there?
Yes.
Nothing at all.
I've
you did
been
it.
I've never so scared of my life.
Do you want to move on to truth or dare number two?
I'd love to.
Do you want to hear the truth from this person?
Hi, I'm Scott's flatmate.
Or... Do you want to meet the creatures that are in case number two?
Oh, no, 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 no.
In here...
Right.
You've got to put your hand in this, the culture. There's something in there. There's a small ball you've got to find.
There's a blindfold on you, isn't
your
there, Scott?
The bottom,
yes.
All around in the tank.
But what's in there?
You'll find out when you put your hand in.
No, that's not fair. You've got to tell me what's in there.
Well,
before you...
Put your hand in and we'll tell you. As you're putting your hand in, we'll tell you.
Hang on.
Fine.
Oh, God.
Before you put your hand in there, are you going to dare...
If your hand goes in, I will tell you.
Hang on.
Nothing's going to hurt you.
Are you going to dare, or are you going to take the flatmate's truth?
I will...